property can also be sold in its present condition without fixing or repairing anything or waiting for someone to get a loan approval or sell their home. My staff and I would love to talk to you at your convenience by calling us at 402-727-8800. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
829, we're very close to the bottom of the hour here at Morning Fremont. We've got a fair sky. Mayor Spellberg, it's 32 degrees.
Yeah.
Isn't that better than the 26
below? That is really nice, I tell you. Yeah, it is nice.
Yeah, it's good to see you. This is Joey Spellberg, the mayor of Fremont, joining us. It's the final Tuesday of the month, so that means city council meeting coming up tonight at the city council chambers. And with that, it's public comment night, right?
Yes, yes, 6:30 to 7. So members of the public will be able to come in and speak on any item on the agenda up to 5 minutes.
Okay, so, very good. So if they got questions and maybe haven't been able to reach out to their the councilman in their precinct, then they can ask questions about that tonight.
Yep, for sure.
As you start off things tonight in the Community Development Agency side of things, well, first of all, you got some service awards you're handing out?
Absolutely, okay. Yes. So we got three tonight. I'd like to mention those this morning. Mark Peterson, 45 years of service in our gas department. So promoted to a gas service worker in 2008. He was hired back in 1976. Wow, so 45 years. Next, Brandon Labasher, 5 years of service. He was hired as our safety manager back in 2016. And then Brianna Quant Ryan, 5 years of service as a police officer for the city of Fremont. And I'm really excited tonight. I asked the bowling team here in Fremont, you know, they won their state championship and the first NSAA sanctioned state championship for bowling. During my comments, I invited the team out, and we're going to honor them tonight, too, as part of my comments. So looking forward to seeing them.
You hoping for a quick meeting so you can go bowling with them afterwards?
You know, I need the bumpers. I'm not a bowler.
I agree.
But
as well.
They did a great job.
What a way to represent the community, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's good to recognize them. So that's great. Well, let's talk about some items highlighted on the agenda. First of all, you got your Community Development Agency agenda tonight, and you got a public hearing. Looks like with respect to the declaration of an area within the jurisdiction of Fremont as Nebraska is slighted and substandard, located approximately just south of East Deborah Avenue and north of the Burlington Northern Railroad tracks there between North Broad and North Yeager. Correct?
Yep. So this is a resolution making a recommendation to City Council to declare it's approximately 290 acres in Northwest Fremont blighted and substandard for the purpose of to help redevelopment in that area. So JEO did a study and found this area meets the criteria. So that's that item.
Okay. That is the public hearing this evening in the Community Development Agency agenda. And then you jump to the City Council regular agenda tonight, and then you've got a public hearing that more or less talks about what we just discussed, right?
Yep. So this is just a formality. Once it gets out of the CDA, it needs to go to council to be approved.
Okay. Here's another item. Item three, an ordinance which amends an ordinance as it pertains to zoning map, rezoning property generally described as located on the west side of Yeager Road, about 880 feet south of Highway 30, and it goes from rural to planned development, and this is a first reading of three, right?
Yes, correct. So this will be a first reading. This is the area where Compound Holdings, the New Horizons Cold Storage, is going. This is just to rezone that property from rural to planned development. So this, again, would be for first reading. It did pass Planning Commission 8-0 and is now at the City Council.
All right. Item 4 is an ordinance annexing by voluntary petition property generally located as tax lots, and there's three of these, and a portion of another tax lot along with a couple of lots, and this is in the Abbott subdivision. Is that right?
Yeah, so again, this would be the first reading to annex, again, dealing with the Compound Holdings, New Horizons Cold Storage area. So again, this would be for first reading to begin that annexation.
All right. Another resolution approving a conditional use permit for the expansion of a non-standard use to allow the construction of an 807-square-foot addition into the required side yard at 705 North I Street. That's for the Salvation Army.
Correct. Yes. So the Salvation Army is doing some renovations. So this is just a resolution to help in that in their addition for their storage needs. They have additional storage needs. So.
Very good. They do great work, too. You bet.
For sure.
Here's an ordinance which amends an exhibit specifically to table institutional, recreational, and amusement uses for the Unified Development Code to add the use personal campsite in the first reading here, too, correct?
Yeah. So this, along with items 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, these are all first readings on ordinances to kind of clean up our UDC. So as we're going through our comprehensive plan right now, and our code update, these are fixes that our consultants, Halsey Levine, that we're working with, along with our planning director, have found to make relatively simple changes to kind of clarify different things. So they relate to designations for personal campsites, adding car wash as a commercial use, deleting non-transient lodging services, adding restaurant drive-through, adding kennels and small boarding facilities. It would also help declare multiple definitions in our code. So we've been working through a lot of these items and just kind of cleaning up different items in the code and cleaning up definitions as well as we're going through our UDC update and comprehensive plan. So that's items 6 and 11 okay. through 11 on tonight's agenda. So
very good. Item 12 is a resolution approving a conditional use permit for a small animal boarding facility / kennel by Forever Home Incorporated. And this would be at 925 West 6th, an outdoor exercise area extending to the south.
Correct. Yes. So this resolution is approving a request for a conditional use permit for Forever Homes, again, for a small animal boarding facility kennel at 925 West 6th Street. So, again, this would be additional space that they need to fulfill the city's sheltering service contract.
Okay, now we jump to consent agenda items, one of which is item 15, a motion that authorizes the mayor to sign the letter of support for the Fremont Housing Authority.
Absolutely. So our Fremont Housing Authority does great work. They're putting together their annual report. So this is just a letter for myself that needs to be approved by council. Saying that, you know, City of Fremont's here to help and support in any way we can.
All right. Item 16, a resolution authorizing an agreement with Humanities Nebraska for Keene Memorial Library to provide the Primetime Family Reading Time program this year.
Yes, so the library has a prime time family reading program. It's designated for families with children ages 6 to 10. So this resolution just approves an agreement with Humanities Nebraska to offer this program.
All right, very good. Well, let's jump to the unfinished business portion of the program. And item 20, an ordinance to annex property generally located in the southwest corner of West 23rd and Business Park Drive. And this is at the request of Andrew Stamp on behalf of Fabrication Holdings and Elemental Fabrication in a final reading here.
Yes, correct. So this, again, has gone through. This will be the third reading and the final reading for Elemental Fabrication to annex. They purchased the Platte Valley Equipment Building on West 23rd and Business Park Drive. So this, again, would be to hold final reading and vote to annex that property into Fremont.
All right. And also ordinance approving sale of Tech Park property to Rock Hill Real Estate, LLC, to relocate Pearl Academy daycare business.
Absolutely. So Pearl Academy is looking to expand. And so this, again, would be for second reading to sell them a lot in the Tech Park.
Okay. So. And along with that, item 22, approving the sale of Tech Park property to McGinn Holdings to purchase additional land for future growth. Second reading on that ordinance too, right?
Correct. So second reading, they're purchasing additional lots as well. So good news for Fremont. This again would be for second reading.
All right, very good. Let's go to the new business section of the agenda. And here's an item, a resolution to approve a contract with Matrix Consulting Group to provide services to conduct a long-range master plan and strategic plan for the fire department.
Yeah, so this plan for the fire department, this group, Matrix Consulting Group, would do a 10-year and a 3 to 5 year plan for our fire department. So they'll help us with staffing, the growth that we're having, a look at the call volume, and see what next steps our fire department needs to take here in the next 3 to 5 years and 10 years.
Yep, good look down the road, that's for sure.
For sure.
Item 25, motion to send Dodge County Humane Society a notice of termination.
Yeah, so again, yeah, this is just a motion to send Dodge County Humane Society a notice of termination, and there's 30 days on that.
And we've discussed about that in the past.
Yes.
And then an item here, a motion to approve changes to Keene Memorial Library's policy manual as recommended by the library board.
Again, the library board just going through some cleanup. They've done some of their code before, and now they're finally getting to their policy manual, making some changes. So this is just approving those and looking at those from council.
Very good. Those are items that are on tonight's city council
for sure.
Agenda. Of course, the service awards being handed out first, and then you've got your community development agency agenda at 7 o'clock, public comment at 6:30, and then you jump into the city council regular meeting right after that as well. Aside from city council, I wanted to ask you really quick, have you been talking with emergency personnel about the Platte?
Yes. So we're following closely the weather. Obviously, we all like the warmer temperatures,
yeah.
And hopefully we can get a slow thaw. You know, it's really not close to what 2019 was when you look at the conditions that 2019 with the rain and the ground, the hardness of the ground and where they were at there. We're not really close to that, those levels, but we are watching the thawing closely, and hopefully, you know, we can avoid any major flooding. And so we'll be doing that this week. So, but today, you know, it's nice to have the warm weather. We're just hoping that river can do a slow thaw. Yeah, so we'll exactly. be in touch with Tom Smith, Dodge County Emergency Management. Does a fantastic job managing this, and we're on top of it for sure. Good.
And those construction projects that are going on around Fremont last week that they couldn't be done today. you could get some of that work done today.
Absolutely. You? For sure.
So very good. Joey Spellberg is the mayor of Fremont. He joins us tonight. City council meeting coming up this evening. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Rich. Appreciate it.
Yep. Take care. Mm-hmm. It is 8:40, 20 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock. Back with more in a bit.
At Extreme Outdoor Power, they don't just sell mowers, they sell lifestyles. At Extreme Outdoor Power, they're making big lawns small.